USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a surprise visit to Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters the American troops leaving northeastern Syria will be going to western Iraq. He said he will leave it to the diplomats.
The aim is to still get a peace agreement at some point, a political agreement. That's the best way forward. And I'll leave the State Department to comment on where things stand.
But the troops are not returning to the U.S., as the president tweeted. Three soldiers were killed and three were injured during training in Fort Stewart, Georgia. Three other soldiers were hurt in the accident. One remains hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Two were treated and released. The incident falls on the heels of other deadly accidents for the military. In June, at West Point Military Academy, a vehicle training exercise killed one cadet and injured 21 others. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
New Orleans demolition crews set off several controlled explosions to get rid of two broken construction cranes at the site of an 18-story hotel, which collapsed more than a week ago. WWL reporter Cherise Gibson.
They wanted this to sort of make an A and to fold into each other. That is not what we see happening right here. While they are folding, one is collapsing one way on Rampart, the other hanging over Canal Street.
The fire chief says the cranes fell exactly as expected. The next goal is to retrieve the bodies of two people. Another was recovered earlier. It was the 20th consecutive weekend of pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong. The demonstrations were not approved by the police, who used tear gas and water cannons to disperse them. The protesters had set up roadblocks, tossed firebombs, and targeted shops whose owners they believed had ties to mainland China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you're heading to the theater this weekend, chances are it's all about Halloween.
There are many who prey on the innocent. I'm sure your kind would agree.
If I didn't know better, I'd say we're making a threat.
Well, do you?
Do I what?
Know better.
Coming in at number one, grossing $36 million, it's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, with Angelina Jolie. Number two, another evil villain, the Joker, at $29 million. Zombieland, Double Tap, it's the remake of Zombieland with Woody Harrelson once again, grossing $26 million. Number four, the always scary Addams Family with Charlize Theron at $16 million. Number five, Gemini Man with Will Smith at $8.5 million. The cute little monster, Abominable, is at number six with $3.5 million. The not scary at all, Downton Abbey, is at number seven with $3.1 million. Number eight and number nine are ties. Judy with Renee Zellweger, about Judy Garland, at 2.1. And right about the same, 2.1, is Hustlers at number 9 with Jennifer Lopez. And the scariest of them all at number 10, Stephen King's It Chapter 2 with $1.5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.